And plus, we know that there's probably a lot of things we didn't even hear about, you know, in other communities.
Exactly.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. This is God's plan for redemption,
and it's good news. Okay, now we have, what, 1 hour? We have 1 hour to finish off this matching funds challenge that came in this morning from all of our business and ministry partners, all of them combined together. And it was a... Let me see where we started. $15,042. And so we have already matched up more than a third of that. We are right now at $9,207 remaining in that matching fund. And we are looking to have that matched up by lunchtime today. So, Karen, what do you have?
I took a call from an angel in Fort Pierce. And the angel said, I heard you saying that if you have a monthly donation coming to WCNO, to call and let WCNO know that you are continuing with that monthly donation. So this angel was letting us know that their recurring monthly payment of $30 will continue. And again, you know, if you maybe you set something up at the bank where you're sending it, like our brother Paul did the other day. He controls it, like I do too. Like I set it up at my bank so I can change it whenever I feel like it. And there's many people that do it that way. So just let us know that you're continuing with that donation. And also keep in mind, you know, if you set up, like I do, a perpetual gift, then, you know, if your credit card is expiring, then you may want to make note of that. Like if you get a new card in the mail and it changes the expiration date, then you'll want to go ahead and call us and let us know that you'll need to, so that we can update your card for you in the system. And again, we don't retain card numbers in the system, but we do retain the data for start and stop dates and all of that. So again, you can reach us at 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. We're not giving you the website or the text because they're still having some issues with the server, with the website. Otherwise, we would tell you to go to WCNO.com where you can make a pledge or a donation. But the best way to connect with us is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
That's right. And you say, wait a minute, that's not Jonathan. David has moved over. Jonathan had to go for a little bit. So I'm sitting in the captain's chair, I guess you could say. And... So we will continue, with prayer and share on this first day of the second week of fundraising. And as a reminder, as most places shut down because of the hurricane, so we did for 2.5 days. And now we are coming back, and we're trusting the Lord's going to enable us to make up that lost time. And you're going to help us by listening to the Lord and then doing what he says about providing a gift. 772-221-1100 is the number to call, 772-221-1100. We're going to just go to a song now that started playing a few seconds ago. Haven't Seen It Yet. I love that.
It's like the brightest sunrise waiting on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope. And believe, maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it yet. You're closer than you think you are. Only moments from the break of dawn. All his promises are just up ahead. Maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it yet. Oh, maybe you just
It's like the brightest sunrise.
Welcome back to Prayer and Share, and that's that was, I love that one. Haven't seen it yet,
mm-hmm.
And but we're going to be seeing stuff.
Yes, we are,
because we're people of faith, and we're raising money here for the next 6 months of our operations. The total budget was $225,000 rather. We still have $188,073 left to go. And we're seeking then your involvement in helping us get closer to that $225,000. You can reach us at 772-221-1100 to call and make a donation or a pledge. I guess our website is still offline, so you can't use that to make a donation. And I guess because the texting donation aspect is connected with that, you can't use that either. But you can call, and you can reach us again, 772-221-1100. We do have a gift from Don and Diana in Port St. Lucie. It's a one-time gift of $50, and we thank you for that, Don and Diana. And from, this is also from the mail, Vincent in Lake Worth, a one-time gift of $50. Thank you, Vincent. So that, we have, by the way, a matching funds challenge, which we're hoping to finish off by noon. And so that gives us about 50 minutes, maybe 51 and a half, if you want to be exactly accurate. Before this challenge is over, we started out with $15,042, which was all of our business and ministry partners put together, and we are now at the point we have $9,107 left to raise. I haven't put in the these two $50 gifts, but I'm going to do that right now, and so. We are waiting for your call. You're a part of this. We are listener-supported. Most of our income is from the listeners. And so we're looking forward to hearing from you. 772-221-1100 is the number to call. Karen, do you have any wisdom before we go to another song?
You know, I was just thinking about Psalm 34 from where our brother had opened up with this morning, and maybe I can share that when we come back.
Yeah, well, we can actually do. We have about a minute and a, before the next song.
Well, can I tell something in a minute?
Well, I don't. Yes, no, that's true. It's been.
I saw a thing the other day about, you know, a husband sitting there waiting for his wife to finish a story. You know, just this very. I won't say distraught look on his face, but, you know, sometimes we have a hard time getting to the point.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you sit around with women talking, you know, we're like wrapped with every detail. You know, we're holding on for dear life with every detail of a story.
Yes, but, I agree with that.
But I think the guys, you know, like, come on, just get to the point, so...
Well, it's one of the unfortunate aspects of the differences in the two genders. You know, men and women, we are different in mm-hmm. many ways. And as a man, you know, yeah, I occasionally will enjoy a good story, but push comes to shove, get to the point. You know, I mean, what's the core here?
Right.
Because I have other things going on, and I, you know, but I think I would say this to you, that what I found over the years is that on occasion it's good to lean into the life of the storyteller, because there's something there. There's treasure buried in that. And if you're willing to be patient, sometimes you get some really good stuff.
Amen.
So,
and interestingly enough, so my program is called Hidden Places.
It is. Right. Well, we didn't say this is not a setup.
No, not at all.
Not a setup, but we do like to promote.
Yeah, it just reminded me of that, because that's what the Lord spoke to me, that each one of us has a treasure. He even tells us that in Malachi, you will become my treasured possession. But he had shown me in a picture one day, you know, this line of people standing in front of me, and they were coming up, and one would stand in front of me, and he would show me their beautiful stone, you know, like a different color stone, and every person's stone, which to me is what he has put in them. They're all different shapes, sizes, glistening, you know, just all these. It was just a really beautiful picture. And, you know, that we have to look for the treasure in others rather than people's mistakes. And, you know, it's easy to find fault with everything. Mm. But when we look for what God has put in a person, and I think, Dave, that's one thing, you know, because you and I will chat for a long time. You've listened to a lot of my stories.
I have.
And and it's like, wow, it's great because somebody's listening to my stories, so I'm trying to shorten them up and be a little more succinct with things, but it is great. We need to hear one another and listen to one another, and we'll fulfill the law of Christ.
I believe so. I think we this is I'll own this as my opinion, but others may share it, and you're welcome to call and say, you know, you may not have a gift, but you have a I like what Dave said. I believe him. But we live in a world, again, I live in America. I don't live anywhere else, so my experience is here in our culture. But it seems that we're often more busy than we need to be. We're caught up in, yes, life is full. We have things we have to do. We have responsibilities, no question about it. And I'll speak from my own experiences. There are times when I've come to realize in these latter years that I may invest myself in things that I really don't need to invest myself in.
Right.
Maybe they're not that important, or I'm finding out that I'm not that important. But God loves me. I'm important to Him. But some of the things I commit to and invest my time and energy in, maybe not so important. But when I do that, then I'm leaving out opportunities in relationships. Mm-hmm. To maybe go explore those relationships, what people that I know have to say about things. And I'm trying to be more open to that. Speaking of which, we do have another gift that's come in from our brother Ezekiel in Fort Pierce. He's also a programmer with us. And
praise
thank
God.
You, brother. A one-time gift of $200. And so that goes in. Now that brings our the amount that we need to raise by noon down to $8,907.
Nice.
So we're going to be going back to some music right now so that y'all can be contemplative, reflecting on God's call on your life, to give us a call at 772-221-1100 and share the wonderful burden of raising money here at WCNO.
Amen.
I've been a million places. I've seen a million things. But there's nothing that compares to being a child of the King. There's been highs, there's been lows. Through it all,
as I know, I am a child of the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I'm safe in my Father's arms, safe in my Father's arms. Oh, 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 hallelujah.
my God, consume me. Oh Lord, my God, consume me. Oh Lord, my God, consume me. Oh Lord, my God. Holy fire, burn my heart. Leave behind your precious gold.
Are back. We're back. There's like a lot of moving parts here that nobody knows about.
Are you plugged in there?
So we're good.
We're good. Okay.
So we had a, we can't call it a door dasher because that name's already been taken. A door donator. A door donator.
Yes.
Someone who actually physically came to the building. And this is
you can only use DoorDash one time.
I think it's already claimed. Yeah,
it's a generic.
It's copyrighted.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's
so
a.
This
oh.
is,
that's right.
So we'll call it a door donation. A door donator. We
door
still donate. Haven't really
drive by giving.
Drive. Yeah, could
drive
be that.
Drive by giving. Right.
Yeah.
Drive by donor.
Well.
So, anyway, we had Cynthia. From right here in Palm City.
Awesome. Thank you, Cynthia.
She stopped in with $180, and she's joining Gideon's Army.
That was like, bam, all of a sudden. It just happened just like that.
All of a sudden. We were, and Sherry, like, had her by the arm, bringing
and
her.
Brought her in.
Really?
Yeah. And it seemed to be one of those donations that only God needed to know about, you know?
Amen.
It kind of came across like that, like. You know, right, David? I mean, it kind of came like just like that.
As long as he knows about it,
that's all
that
matters.
Really the
that's all.
Line, but it was wonderful.
But it's going to help pay the bills here,
that's
so that's
right.
going to
yes,
be a blessing.
That's
so
critical.
Praise God.
Bet.
That is critical. So that's new. So I'll add that right into the numbers. That's all matching.
$30 a month for 6 months.
That's right.
$180
Army.
That's awesome.
And it's all paid up. So
it's all paid up.
It's all
she
paid
doesn't
up.
Have to think about it again.
No. It's now she can move on into other things.
Yes, she's free. She's free and waiting for the blessing from the Lord, because He will bless you when you give to His ministry.
Now, did you all mention that we are wanting to reach this
by noon?
By noon,
we
need to give the number out again, and I'll add these donations in, and we'll see where we are with all of this. But we still have several thousand, so we could use some $1,000 donations. We might be able to use a $5,000 donation. Give us a call. Let us know what the Lord's put on your heart today, 772-221-1100. And you all were so kind to let me step away to get my sick car picked up.
Yeah, we've all been there, Jonathan.
It was,
we know.
He seems to be there a lot more than we are.
Yeah.
Somebody suggested that I should sell all these old clunkers
and
get one new one.
That would be me.
That would be you. Like, just sell all these old clunkers. You can put all that money together. You can just go down and buy something.
Exactly. And then, you know, then you get the extended warranty, get the maintenance plan.
Yeah.
Get all your oil changes for nothing, and they'll hook you up with everything, tires, all kinds of stuff.
All
but
right.
Teach an old dog new tricks.
Yeah. I like my old van. It has a diesel motor, and I like that chunk, 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 chunk noise, you know, when I start it. I like that. It's kind of like it's a guy thing. You understand, Dave.
Definitely.
And, you know, I can park a Volkswagen in the back of it. I mean, a little bug I could probably put in the back.
You do have room.
Yeah, it would be room or, you know, a motorcycle, a small horse or, you know, whatever you need to put in there. Guys have their stuff, so you got to do that. But
it's always, you never know what vehicle Jonathan will show up with. To work.
That's true.
I haven't seen the red car for a while.
Well, that's what died.
That's what died.
Completely.
So, yeah. Well, it's being towed.
It's going to be resurrected. Sending it over to car tenders, my buddy Chris over there. And, you know, Chris is an honest guy. He doesn't give you extra parts. And.
Yeah, he's just does what needs to be done.
Just the facts, ma'am.
The current station Jeep he had there worked on it.
He did.
Mm-hmm. Running. And in fact, we all jumped in it as a team and went down south for one day. And it took us there and brought us back in fine style.
It worked fine. And we're going to have to get it back in because it's got a little once in a while. You know, you're driving along and it goes, you know. I don't think it's supposed to do that, you know. It's almost like it has a hiccup or something, you know.
Yeah.
But you give it some gas and then, you know, so we're going to have to check on that. But because you're good sports, you know, and you didn't mind getting in an older vehicle because it was a massive upgrade over Wobbly.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
it was a nice ride too.
Yeah, very nice ride.
Yeah.
And you know, the seating's comfortable, mm-hmm. It's nice. And that Italian restaurant we ended up at that it took us to and mm-hmm. you know, the Higgins family and all that.
It was a great
visit
with them and a tour of Palm Beach Ironworks.
I really enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm. That was really a lot of fun.
Enjoyed that a lot.
We could have never done that in Wobbly.
We wouldn't have dared.
Could have and would have are two different things.
Could
have maybe if it was a cold winter day, maybe, and you put the windows down, but then they would never go up again. So, you know, I mean, some of these things.
And the rear hatch would have, because it doesn't lock, it'd be flopping back.
Yeah, it just kind of flopped.
Anyone in the back seats would be in fear
exposed.
Of their lives. Yeah,
well, that's true.
Didn't
no one knows what we're talking about.
No, well, because we haven't had Wobbly in a while to talk about.
Wobbly was the company transportation to go into the deep woods to service our tower.
Our equipment at the tower.
Yes.
Which is in the middle of nowhere.
Now we have a vehicle that, you know, it doesn't leak when we're driving out. That's nice. I like that part. It doesn't leak.
Well, you said that one day you went out in Wobbly by yourself to the tower.
I did.
You know, which is quite an ordeal anyway.
That's a real statement of faith.
It was an adventure. You know, we have adventures over here somewhere. Yeah.
And it was
an adventure.
No air conditioning?
No air conditioning.
you couldn't get the windows down.
We had a new system put in it, but the Jeep was so old that, you know, it just wouldn't work. It didn't work. I mean, it was a little cooler than it was outside, but that was like because it was blowing a breeze in your face. But
and you can't roll the windows down.
No, like I say, if you put them down, you couldn't get them up. You know, so you don't do that. You didn't know if you had any gas because gauges don't work. You didn't know, you know, the police officer pulls up and you're like, I don't know if I'm doing 45 or 65. You know, you don't have a speedometer. But that was Wobbly. We now have all of that. And this was a wonderful donation from a family that supports the ministry here. And we thank them so much. It really is great.
And then we donated Wobbly. Well, a lady.
Well, we sold Wobbly.
Sold Wobbly.
And she donated Wobbly.
She donated it to a place that's teaching young mechanics.
She was thinking
it was a perfect deal.
It was a perfect deal. I mean, for us and for, I think, the kids that worked on it. And I hope one day that Wobbly comes by and we can find out, you know, exactly the rest of the story. But, you know, Wobbly was missing some steering components in the front end. And that's why we named it Wobbly, because we were told that it would increase the ability to articulate in rough terrain. So, you know, it sounded good. You know, it was a nice sales pitch. So the only thing is when you'd get up to about 45 miles an hour, my son told me that Jeeps can have a death wobble. Mm-hmm. And if you get the death wobble, I had it a couple times with wobbly. I had to just pray and you know, in Jesus' name, you know, that we would survive. And we survived. So here we are. We now have a nice Jeep, and it runs nice. And it just had one little... once in a while, but that's all. Not a big deal. All right, so we now have less than 30 minutes, and we're going to go to a song, be right back in just a minute, and this next song is Build My Life.
Open up my eyes in wonder and show me.
And you can reach us at 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. Kevin, we want to thank you for renewing your monthly gift of $30. That's $180, three sixes, 18, over the next 6 months. $180 over 6 months that's going to get added in. And we did already make mention, I think, of Cynthia with a $30 a month for the next 6 months, of Gideon's Army. $180 fully paid here right in my hand, and we just added that in as well. And that brings us up to $37,587. We are getting much further along the road, and God is helping us, but we really are hopeful by 12 o'clock to finish matching up this fund. We have $8,247 remaining in there. And so we have a little ways to go. We have about 20 minutes. And so, Father, how do we raise $8,200 in 20 minutes? We give that to you, Father. Yes, and we have mail. I've got mail to go through. And so we're going to add mail in here, and we'll see what we have. But we need your calls. Probably going to need a bunch of calls.
Yeah.
It's not quite lunchtime yet, and so you won't miss your, you know, your taco or whatever you're having today for lunch, or your fish sandwich. Or there's somebody calling in right now.
Go.
We need another call. How are we going to raise $8,247 in 20 minutes? Mm-hmm. So, Father, we lift that up. We lift it up to you. And so we probably are going to need a lot of phone calls. And you might have $5 a month to give, or $10, maybe $100, or maybe God is speaking to you to give $5,000. Or maybe someone would say, hey, I can give the $8,247. Or maybe you want to give the $47. I don't know. We don't know. We don't know. So God's in charge of all of that. And so we do have some mail that we're going to continue to work our way through as we move along. As you know, we started a week ago Monday. That was before a hurricane. And we started. We have a $225,000 operational budget to raise every 6 months. So we come back every 6 months. And then we had a storm. So a week ago, people were preparing for the storm. By Tuesday afternoon, we were out of the office, and then we had to sort of hunker down, buckle down for the storm ourselves. We did that. And then we came back in on Friday. So Friday, we were kind of getting started again. And so, you know, this morning, we're still well under 100,000. Like right now, we're at 37,587. So we are making progress. But we need your call. We need your participation today. So I know some of you are planning to give $50, $100, maybe $1,000. We really need some big donations coming in here this afternoon. We do have some others that are calling us, and we know that some are going to be we're going to be able to make some other donations available as we move along. But this is from all of our partners, all of our business and ministry partners. The rest of them, we started the morning with $15,042, and looking to match that up, because once that's matched, that when it's all together is like $30,000.
Yes.
So that would give us a big giant step for the day as we move into the afternoon. So give us a call. Phone lines open right now. We have one caller online, but we have other lines open. 772-221-1100. Maybe you've just sent yours out, or you're getting ready to send it out this week. Give us a call. Let us know what you're going to be sending so that we can include that in our numbers. And I do understand that the internet and the web page is working now. So I understand you can go to WCNO.com. WCNO.com, you can make a donation there online. And you can also make a prayer request or a praise report right there online. And I believe that means that you can also give by texting. So you can text WCNO to 24365. Once again, you can call us. 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. We're going to go to another song. at this time. In fact, I think this song has just started, and it is I Will Follow, so let's just jump in on it.
My trust is in you alone. You're the God of Abraham. You go before me. Whatever you speak is settled. The God of victory, the one who sends me. Wherever I go, you're with me. Wherever you lead me, I will follow. Au ramoni shefayatia. Wherever you lead me, I will follow. Au ramoni shefayatia.
Almighty One, my Creator, our worship is for you alone.
Our worship is for you alone.
You're the faithful one. You never forsake me. My trust is in you.
Where?
Well, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's a hallelujah. Yeah.
So that means something.
That means something. We broke over 40,000. We're now at $42,612 because we actually had a matching fund that was going to come in this afternoon later, and with permission of the donor, we moved it in right now. So that is $5,000 that's going to go into this morning match. And so that is a praise God. That brings us a long ways closer. We're a lot closer. But that still leaves us $3,222 away from matching up this $15,000 that we started the morning with. So what is God saying to you? Can you give us a call? I know we only have about 8 minutes left. Let's see what God's going to do. And we're going to take your calls. I'm going to try to read some mail here and see what we have in the mail. And want to thank all of you who have joined us this morning. Once we have fully matched this, just an FYI, we have another matching fund that has been texted into me, into my phone this morning. And so we're waiting to bring it in. We can't bring it in yet, but it's going to be coming in once we have matched this up. And, of course, this fund, once we match up this full 15, we get to add that 15 into the income for the morning.
Yes.
And so that's going to be awesome. So if you've been listening, saying, when is a good time to give? Now. Right now is a good time to give.
Amen.
Give us a call. Karen, you give those numbers out. I think sometimes people are saying, well, if Karen would just give that number one more time, I would make a call.
Let's see. Let's see if that rings true.
Okay.
That number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. And this would be a good time if you are someone who donates every month and you have that donation coming in through the bank.
Yep.
Then let us know that you're going to continue on with that so we can add that entire amount in.
There you go. That would be very beneficial. Very beneficial. All right. So we have a donation from Karen for $30. It's an online donation. And we have Vinette, $30, an online donation. Let's see what this is. Natalio, $25, online. Number again, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. Dave, I think you need to, there's a note attached to that.
Okay, this is from Tim and Maria, $300. And they sent this, as it was early, I guess when they sent it was before we started. Consider this an early prayer and share a donation. I know you will use every penny for the kingdom. Blessings, Tim and Maria. And we thank
Amen.
You. Yes. It's all kingdom work.
And that's how much?
$300.
$300. So, well, that's going to help.
Yeah,
that's going to move us along here. So give us a call. Let us know what the Lord has put on your heart to give. And we are definitely going to need to match this up so we can move on this afternoon with the next donation that's coming. So this is going to be a huge blessing. And if you've been waiting for the time, now's the time. I know that we have some businesses that haven't given yet that are thinking about making a donation. Let us know. I know we have some individuals that are able to give $1,500, maybe $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
We're right now $3,222 away, but I do have these donations I have to add in. So you might want to give $100, $500, $5 a month, whatever God puts on your heart. Give us a call. Let us know what the Lord is saying to you. Phone lines are open right now.
772-221-1100.
Boy, I almost didn't get that down quick enough.
That's right.
772-221-1100. This is Victory in Jesus. Boy, we never sang it like that when I was a kid.
How a Savior came from glory. How he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning. precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. Healing of his cleansing power, revealing how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory, yeah. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior.
I think you have a good thought there. Let's give the phone number out, and maybe you can throw that out. Maybe somebody will get back to us in reference to that.
Yes, and that number you can reach us is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And also, I understand the website's up and running again, so you could go to WCNO.com if you'd like to make a pledge or a donation. And also, if you have a prayer request, we'll be happy to pray for your needs. You don't have to give a donation to get prayer.
And, amen.
And you could also make a comment if you'd like, you know, whatever you'd like to let us know, good, bad, or indifferent. we'll be happy to receive your comments.
That's right, we would. Edward in Port St. Lucie making a $5 donation, and it was by cash. Thank you, Edward, for that donation in Port St. Lucie. And I always think about Jesus taking note of the lady putting in her few pennies or mites, as we would call them, and taking note of that she was giving out all that she had. And so when you give, whether it's a dollar or, I think one day we had some quarters coming in, but whatever God's gifted you with and whatever God's saying to you to give is exactly what is going to meet the need. So we are right now with $2,842 remaining to fully finish matching up this $15,000 that we had. So we are still short. I do still have some mail, and we just didn't get it all added in yet, David, but I have mail, and we haven't received today's mail yet. This mail is from, it was actually processed back on the September the 30th is when I processed it. So what happened as the mail came in, and people sent the mail in, I put it in envelopes, put dates on it, and processed the donation so there would be proper receipts put together. And then we bring them in, and when the phones aren't ringing, we read the mail because we like to acknowledge every gift as it's come in. So I will go through a little bit more of this mail. Michael from Jupiter is making a $150 donation by check. So, Michael, we want to thank you for that donation. Elaine is in Port St. Lucie. And